Our Christmas Around Europe concerts begin tomorrow at 9 in the morning and continue throughout the day, ending at 11 at night. This is Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock and time now for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, and today we're featuring some of our Music Planet albums of the year. And as you might expect, they cover a lot of ground, both geographically and musically. But let's start with jazz drummer Simone Pratico, collaborating with accordionist Vincent Perani. Percussionist Simone Pratico, whose influences include Art Blakey, lots of Motown, Neapolitan folk music, and much more. His latest album, Oriundo, is a series of new pieces where he collaborates with various friends, and you just heard him with French accordionist Vincent Perani. Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, and today I'm trying to fit in as many tracks as possible from the albums we've particularly loved this year. You're going to hear sounds from Israel, Ireland, Spain and Colombia. And we've also got an interview with Mali's Vieux Facature, who's been extremely productive and released two albums this year. You'll hear him later on in the programme, but right now, and also from Mali, here's Umu Sangare with Sarama from her album Timbuktu, which came out back in April, and it's already a classic.
Juya, Johnny no saramani ka juye. Sami na juya, sami ke do a wudengi juye. Sami na juya, alala joni kunani juya. Aika na juya, muwasika na wasolonga lu juya. Jangle, jangle, jangle. Sangare kono kile bani ala ke diala. Sani kali juya aydu de sama la dia. Sani kangi juya aydu de sama la dia. Muri sebe tulu che jeni no kuna dia etuma. Soma sebe buriko aydu no kuna dia etuma. Jodi mangili na jeni no kuna dia etuma. Sarama kile bama ko.
What a great track, great voice, and the sound, it's joyful and with a real depth and integrity to it. That was Malian singer and activist Umu Sangare, and you can find that song on her album Timbuktu, one of our top choices here on Music Planet. And now let's slide into a very different sound world. Here's the title track from one of my personal favourite albums, The Deepest Breath, from Irish singer Eoin O'Kianavan.
Cold the hand that once held yours, furrowed face now forever empty. She was old before she lived her youth, hollowed out in a land of plenty. Did you dream last night, child? Did your dream stay with you? Ah, the city sucks the wild from your mind, so hold your dream before it hits you. And were your dreams, they're all that fit you. We dig these graves every day, eternal homes denied in lifetime. And the rich men wave our lives away, can't see a soul without a price tag. Did you dream last night, child? Did your dream stay with you? Oh, this town can burn the bright of your mind, so hold your dream before it hits you. And where your dreams, they're all that fit you. Your songs are a glimpse of a flickering freedom, and we're not yet spent, we've a world to win. Ah, there'll be no king, but it'll be our kingdom. And Did you dream last night, child? Did your dream stay with you? Oh, this land can leech the light from your life, so hold your dream before it hits you. And wear your dreams, they're all that fit you. And will you sing on now, love? You've got songs aplenty. Oh, they'll try to tear the truth from your mouth, so sing on strong, make sure they felt it. Oh, sing on now, for your soul's not empty. Sing on, in your song flies the highest hope of all. Dream on, dream on, our dreams are the deepest breath we draw. Sing on, in your song flies the highest hope of all. Dream on, dream on, our dreams are the deepest breath we draw. Oh, sing on, sing on. In your song flies the highest hope of all. Dream on, dream on, a dream that the deepest breath we draw. Sing on, sing on. In your song flies the highest hope of all. Dream on, dream on, a dream that the deepest breath we draw. A dream that the deepest breath we draw. A dream that the deepest breath.
Owen O'Kianavon, Dublin-based singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. He was playing concertina and flute as well as singing there, and I think that was one of his own songs as well. And although the album is full of new songs and new ideas, Owen's musical roots in traditional Irish, particularly Seanós singing, are very evident, and I love that. It's one of my most played albums of the year, and it only came out last month. I'm going to play you another favourite now. Going back to June this time, and it's an album full of Persian, Mongolian and European influences, with songs in various languages. Some of them might be languages of the imagination. I hope you enjoy this. Chaque jour nouveau from Mekane. Thank you. Music there from the trio Mechane. They're based in France, but their compositions are fed by imagination, improvisation and traditional sounds from Europe, Mongolia, Iran and anywhere that takes their fancy. We'll have something now from another album that caught our imaginations here on Music Planet. Albert Alawi, Opus 99 from the band El Cat. And there are quite a few homemade instruments on this album, and there's definitely a real energy, a real rush to the sound. This particular song, Jia Jia, is about how fake the on-screen world can be, with that constant need to be seen to have the right things and to look the right way, and just how isolating that can be. The first verse says, "From Yemen and beyond America, we are all together and I am alone." Jia Jia from the album Albert Alawi Opus 99, which is full of stomping, exhilarating reimaginings of the Yemenite roots which inspire the band El Khat. K-H-A-T is how it's spelled if you want to look them up. And I hope you're enjoying this look back at some of our favourite albums of the year here on Music Planet. We've got more of those later on in the programme, but now we're going to catch up with Mali's Bieu Fakature, who's had two major releases this year. In June, he had Les Racines, which was a kind of return to the more rootsy sound of his father's music. his father, of course, being the legendary Ali Fakature. And that was followed in September by Ali, which is a collaboration with Houston trio Krangbin. And that album kind of reimagines a selection of Ali's songs in a very new light, bringing in influences from dub and soul. So let's hand over to Vieux Fakature, talking here about his earliest influences right through to these latest albums, and also about some of the work he's been doing recently across Mali as part of his charity, Amarek Sahel.
I'm Vieux Fakature, artist, musician from Mali. What do you say? I'm doing music. I'm very fan of my father's music. When I see him playing, I say, wow, this guy plays so well, so good. So I say, okay, I have to play music. Every morning before we go to school, he put like John Lee Hooker, B.B. King and Carlos Santana, and the blues, the jazz, and rock and roll and stuff. In Mali, you know, we have a lot of music. Habib Keita, Oumou Sankare, Toumani Diabaté, Kassem Hadi. So when you hear all this stuff, you say, wow. We are very rich in the music. I say, okay, I want to try. Les Racines is one of the albums I would like to make all the time. Many people, when they hear this, it's your father? I say, no, it's me. Because he's doing the same one, electric guitar, one with calabas. So I'm very proud to doing this album. I think it's a time for me to go back home to starting to do the legacy for my father, you know. Furuke, Malian music, it's most about education. It's not everywhere you can have television or gonna have newspaper, you're gonna have like internet. No. But the music's going very far in Mali. Everybody listen to music at home, the park and everywhere. For us, it's something we're doing to educate the people, to tell them exactly what's happened and what they have to do. Ngala Kawren. Ngala Kawren is in Pula, it's one dialect from Mali. I'm saying this to tell them we have to stop the war. We have to be together. We have to live in peace. Mission to go to North Mali, you know, could go see the kids. I think all the charity stuff I'm doing, like for Amarek Sahel, I mean the president from Amarek Sahel, the president from like Ali Farka Touré Foundation too. So I'm trying to do the best, you know. So we do this charity every year to give the book and pens and stuff, because we see in Mali many kids don't go to school because their father don't have money to buy the kids, the notebooks and stuff. We are in charge for these kids, 300 or 400 kids from Tombouctou to Niafanké. And all the CDs and stuff we sell, we take some money from these CDs, so we put money. Now we have like a 3,000 notebook. The musicians don't have like instrument. We try to buy them instrument, guitars and stuff, you know. We give many stuff to the people. So we just do what we what we can do, you know. If all the musicians, you know, doing little bit something, I think it's going to be good. I'm doing album with many people like Dave Matthews, Eric Krasno, John Scofield, you know, many people. You know, sometimes I love to do this because it's bringing the people like together, and I love that. Now, I want to have like one band, rock and roll band, but this time, it's not my idea. I want to have the music from Ali and bring to another level. Doing something with Krong Bean, it's bringing a new audience. They're going to see my audience, and I'm going to see their audience. I think they have bigger audience than us because their audience is very much young people. So they're going to come see also, you know, what we're doing. To bring them in the live music, they bring them in the world music. So it's good. Until now, when I'm touring, when I'm home, I make all the album I make in my head. And when I go to the studio to make album, it's like 2 days. I just play everything because I already have the stuff in my head. When I do the stuff with Krong Bean, it's also the same. So when we go to the studio, it's like jam session. It's good for them to be surprised to have the song. Because if you hear, you know, to rehearsal, to make everything like a cleaner and stuff, this is not music. I like to have jam session, you know, to sit down, play something. Because at this time, you just play what you have in your head. And the little problems, the little, you know, defiance you have, it's good.
Vieux Factory. And the track you just heard there was from that album with Krangbin. It's called Ali. And in fact, all the music that you heard in that last segment was from the two albums that he brought out this year, either Lyricine or Ali. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and we've got time for a few more favourite albums of 2022. Heading off to Spain now, to Castilla-La Mancha, and the band Biguela, who are based in the capital of that region, Toledo. And for the last 30 years, they've been exploring and enjoying the traditional music of the area, and this album showcases various different regional styles and the band sing, play guitars, castanets, tambourines, everything you could imagine, plus the odd kitchen implement. I have definitely seen them playing sieves before and scissors. There's clapping and cowbells and the friction-based zambomba drum, which I think is what's going on beneath the vocals in this song, which is about a stork that's catching a snake in the river.
Quien tuviera la dicha de la cigüeña,
de la cigüeña,
cuando estaba en el río con la culebra,
como la picoteaba, como la tiende el ala,
como la relucía el pico en el agua,
anda cariñosita. Anda, quita pesares,
que me voy a la guerra y tú no lo sabes.
Por una mala lengua, por una mala lengua que hay en tu calle, que hay en tu calle.
Que ve la cigüeña cuánto no vale,
cuánto no vale.
Si no fuera por ella cualquiera sabe
cómo la picoteaba, cómo la tiende el ala,
cómo la relucía el pico en el agua.
Y anda cariñosita.
Mata las culebras de los caminos,
de los caminos.
Y se come los bichos que son dañinos,
como la picoteaba, como la tiende el ala,
como la relucía el pico en el agua.
Anda cariñosita.
Me voy a la guerra y tú no lo sabes.
Por una mala lengua, por una mala lengua que hay en tu calle, que hay en tu calle.
Niña bonita, ramo de flores,
ya me despido de tus balcones, de tus balcones, de tu ventana.
A song from Castilla-La Mancha from the band Viguela's album A la Manera Artesana.
in the Artisan Way, which came out back in January, which makes it one of the earliest contenders for our unofficial Music Planet Albums of the Year list. Here's another, Quintal de Banda, released back in February from that icon of Angolan music and cultural resistance, Bonga.
Hola, 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 ya. Macamba, hola, quiza. Dipito, a chica. Vamos conviver. Tenho cheiro de mufete. A sombra da mulembera. Ninguém tans que eu vi primeiro. As garinas a chegar. Ninguém já complicaria. O batuque está a aquecer. Que samba vai começar. Tradição a florescer. Cada um sua toada. Até o amanhecer. Nossa forma de viver. Passadas atrevidas a escrever no areia.
Title track of Angolan singer Bonga's album Quintal de Banda, and I think he was almost 80 when he recorded that. We're going to move on now to one of the most popular duos on the world roots scene over the last decade. They are from very different musical backgrounds, but the combination of Catherine Finch's harp and Sekou Keita's kora, and the way the two musicians just blend and support and showcase each other's ideas and traditions just works so well.
Thank you.
Jewel Rising from Catherine Finch and Sekou Keita's album Echo. And I am loving that harp and kora combination. I'm going to play you another harp-related track now from Colombia's Cimarron. And I know that Catherine Finch actually worked with them as well, but not on this album. I'm going to play you Cimarroneando, which is a great introduction to the band because it highlights all of the band's instruments. You can hear the cuatro and the bandola, the harp, maracas, bass, cajon and Afro-Colombian tambora all coming in turn. Here we go.
Thank you.
Colombia's Cimarrón there in typical flamboyant form. And that's about it from us here on Music Planet. Just a reminder, if you needed it, that it's Christmas next week and Music Planet will be taking a break. But never fear, because on New Year's Eve, we're heading off to Robin Hood's Bay for an hour of songs, tunes and chat with English folk icons Martin Carthy and his daughter Eliza. So until then, look after yourselves and thank you so much for listening. I'm Catherine Tickell and I'm going to leave you with one more of our albums of the year, In Paris. It's a live recording from a group of irrepressible and very determined teenage girls from a remote town in North Benin. Together they make up the formidable and energetic Star Feminine Band, and the title of this song translates as The Rights of the Child.
Star Feminine Band from their recent album In Paris, ending today's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell. And now on Radio 3, it's time to join Jumma K, Julian and Kevin for a festive get-together.
Hello, and welcome to a J to Z Christmas special.